Not going anywhere for a while? Grab a...
You're the man, I'll
go. Now this is a story all about how my life got flipped, turned upside down. And I'd like to take a minute, just sit right there. I'll tell you how I became the prince of a town called Bel-Air. In West Philadelphia, born and raised. On the playground is where I spent most of my days. Chilling out, maxing, relaxing, all cool and all. Shooting some b-ball outside of the school. When a couple of guys who were up to no good started making trouble in my neighborhood. I got in
one little fight and my mom got scared and said, you're moving with your auntie and uncle in Bel-Air. I begged and pleaded with her day after day, but she packed my suitcase and sent me on my way. She gave me a kiss and then she gave me my ticket. I put my Walkman on and said, I might as well kick it.
First class, yo, it's bad. Drinking orange juice out of a champagne glass. Is this what the people of Bel-Air live like? This might be alright. But wait, I hear the prissy bourgeois and all that. Is this the type of place that they just send this cool cat?
I don't think so. I see when I get there. I hope you're prepared for the Prince of Bel-Air.
I whistled for a cab, and when it came near, the license plate said Frick, and a dice in the mirror.
If anything, I should say that this cab was rare, but I thought, man, forget it. Yo, home to Bel-Air. I pulled up to the house about 7 or 8, and I yelled to the cabbie, yo, home, smell you later. Looked at my kingdom, I was finally there to sit on my throne as the Prince of Bel-Air.